Explore the tropics at Whole Foods Market through April 16th. Save on juicy finds like yellow mangoes at 5 for $5 with Prime. Sweet Dacopan citrus is back, just $3.49 per pound with Prime. Plus, save on seasonal favorites like dragon fruit, kiwi, pineapple, and more. In the meat department, pick up animal welfare certified meats with tropical-inspired marinades. And be sure to try the spicy Hawaiian pizza, back for a limited time. Only at Whole Foods Market.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is Paris.
Hey guys, I am so excited about today's guest. We have Jax in the house here. What's at Slivington Manor. Hi, honey.
Hi. This is very cool for me.
I'm so happy you're
Mom.
Here.
I'm at Paris Hilton's house.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we have some history together. Do you want to tell a story that you were telling me backstage at iHeart? I saw you because you had just performed on stage, killed it. Thank you. Then we were walking backstage. And I think Dua Lipa was about to go up and we were like just running back and forth and you were telling me the story, but it was just like, can you tell?
Yeah, no. Okay. So for, I mean, this is such a random deep cut, but I'm one of the writers on Best Friends Asked, which is your single. And, for me, especially at the time too, cause I was so broke. And like, this was like the first big thing. First big cut, they call it in the songwriter world. We're like, Paris Hilton wants to like cut the song. She wants to go put her own flavor on it. And we're like, oh my God, this is happening. It's a song about just like not really caring about boys and being like, my best friend's ass is the best part of this night. And yeah, so it's funny. You had emailed being like, yeah, guys, everything sounds great. Like approval of the song. And I like said to my publisher, I was like, dude, her email's right there. Like that's her. And she was like, yeah, like stop freaking out. I was like, no, like I should reach out to her and be like, do you want to come? We should throw a release party. Yes. And my publisher was like, please do not do that. Do not reach out to Paris Hilton and invite her to a release party. So of course I text or emailed you being like, hey Paris, like we're going to go get some beers. It's buy one, get one half off at Jalapeno Pete's in the Valley. Like you should totally come. We're going to celebrate the release. And you're like, no, but actually like I'm throwing like an actual release party at like I'm not going to do that, but you're very welcome to come to the release party. It was like a club. I forget where it was, a big club somewhere I did not belong, but my boyfriend and I, my fiance, we've rolled up to this club and told security, hey, like we're here for the release party of the song. We should be on Paris's list. And they literally, first of all, looked us up and down. We're like, absolutely not. Like that, there's no way. Obviously, this is pretty much what we looked like. And we were like, no, like, I swear, like, please let us in. Eventually, I'm like, look at the text. And they were like, all right, fine. And they're like, oh, crap, she actually is on the list. So they escorted us up to your table. Look, we deserved it. We did not dress appropriately. So we walked up to your table. But even when you, like, go to your table, it is so many people around, all the security, a million people. And all I wanted to do was just like come up to you and be like, hey, like, congratulations. This is so cool. I'm such a fan. This is, thank you for paying attention to the music. And I like tried to go past like one of two security guards. I was probably like 10 feet away from you, but like there was no way in hell, like also a million miles away. So I like tell the security guard, can we go? He's like, no way. Absolutely not. So mean and cold. And we're standing there and I'm like, you know what? I'll just accept it. I don't even have to say hi. We'll just rock out and listen to the song. We're like packed in like sardines. And then I'm looking at my boyfriend. I'm like, what do we do? Like, she has no idea we're here. What if she thinks I flaked? All these things. I'm like, he's like, trust me, she doesn't care. Like, she's here for the release. Whatever it was, I'm panicking. And then out of nowhere, like next to me, this girl drops to the floor and like starts, I don't know if it was like a seizure or like she passed out or something. Her eyes like rolling in the back of her head. And her boyfriend was so like stressed about keeping his spot next to close to you.
Oh my God.
That he like just let her seize on the floor. And like me and my boyfriend were like, oh my God, like there's someone on the floor. We're like on our knees. My boyfriend's holding this girl's head like in her hands. And he's like, we're like, breathe. Is everything okay? Is she okay? The security guard, no one's paying attention. It's weirdly just me, this girl, and like, my boyfriend on the floor. No one would, because everybody was like on the floor. And we're like, is she okay? And now I'm starting to scream at the security guard. And I'm like, you need to get her water. She could die. Like, we don't know what's going on. Get her water. And the security guard's like, all right, fine, fine. I'll get her water. And the boyfriend's like, fine, we'll get her water. So now the security is on the ground. Pouring what her eyes open up and she's like, okay, like she's kind of delirious, but figuring it out. And like, everybody's kind of paying attention and she's being taken care of. I think a medic was like going to come by. And like, as we're holding her head and we're like, are you okay? She's like, okay, I'm okay. I just hear boys everywhere trying to make a pass, but I can't stop looking. And my boyfriend looks at me and he goes, go. And I like look at the security, he's distracted with the girl. And I was like, wah! And I like literally beelined it to you in slow motion. They all tried to grab me like, no. And then you're just like, oh my God, hey queen. Like, thanks for coming. Yes. And you actually literally go, you want to sing it? And like hand me the mic to sing it. Like, this was the best night of my entire LA existence. Like, oh my God, this is it. I feel like I'm in Entourage right now. So that was crazy. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's the story.
I love that. I remember us singing. That was fun.
That was so fun.
I think that was actually the same club where I filmed a music video.
Which one was it?
It was Greystone. They changed the name so many times.
It was a like, big place.
Yeah. It was sick.
Yeah.
I don't go out
anymore. Oh, you filmed the video there?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Kim K was in that. I was bugging out. Mm-hmm.
I have to have, with that title of the song, yeah. You just have to have her in it.
It wasn't even like a first thought, like with the original like concept of it. And then we're like, second you reached out, we're like, oh my gosh, it's all clicking. It's all clicking right now. And Nikito is in it.
Yeah. It was iconic.
Yeah.
I love that video.
Me too.
Charlotte Rutherford is such a sick music director, photographer, everything.
Really, really cool. Mm-hmm. We bugged out really hard. Yeah.
I get to do another song.
I hear that you have some stuff in the works. Mm-hmm. And put me in, coach. Yes. I want to write one. I could write that. A million.
I would love that.
Oh my gosh. That New Year's performance was so epic.
Oh, I was so nervous.
What?
Yes.
I didn't see that at all. It was just so iconic.
Oh, thank you.
Oh my gosh.
When they texted me about it, they're like, is it okay if we sing your song, Stars Are Blind? And I was like, yes, of course. Duh. I love it. They're like, would you sing it with us? I was like, yes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's like, and then there was like just Miley being a thing. That is just so cool. She's so awesome.
I love her.
Me too.
She's such a dope like chick. She's just so fun. So real.
She's seen a lot of shit too. Mm-hmm. And she's still just a boss.
She's such a badass.
Yeah.
And Sia is just one of the sweetest angels. So kind, so talented, just magical. I love her.
She's got to be like probably at least one of the best songwriters of our generation, I think.
I agree.
Like, yeah, Julia Michaels is one that I really love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bonnie McKee.
Yes. She just sent me some songs yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
Love.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. We're bringing pop back.
Pop just needs to stay forever. I'm such a geek for pop music.
I know.
I love it all.
There was nothing like that, like 2000s, like vibe of like that pop music.
No, I kind of feel that. I was like
Britney, that whole album. Like, I love all that.
I know. I miss a lot of the early 2000s, like pop punk era. Like the Warped Tour era is a big one for me.
Yeah.
So between that and then you had like, I don't know, we were listening to like Sean Kingston the other day and I was like, oh, I miss it.
Yeah.
I miss it. But
I love music.
Me too.
How did you get into being a musician?
I think I was always like, I loved being on stage and I loved singing from a really, really, really young age. So like 5 or 6, I was always full jazz hands. And then when I started like getting into classic rock and some of my favorite pop acts, I like realized that if I wanted to write songs, it would be a lot easier if I had a piano.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have to try to find people to like play instruments and help me write it. I can kind of just be alone with myself and my emotions and my drama. And so I picked up a keyboard and learned to play terribly at a really young age. I still play terribly. I tried theory and piano lessons, but I just suck. And I don't know, I started playing really, really emotional, dramatic, hormonal songs. And yeah, from that point on, I'd definitely been like a songwriter first and then performer second. And now here we are. So
yes.
Yeah, when I got to LA, I learned so much about songwriting. I learned how not good I really was and how I needed to learn from like the best out here. You don't even realize like how far away you are from the best out here until you get in a room with them and you're like, whoa, like they are so fast and mm-hmm. so genius, like just out here taking notes, trying to be a sponge.
Yeah, it's so like inspiring.
Yeah, especially like the chicks. I feel like there's like so many really awesome like female producers and songwriters that you don't even like, people don't really think about when you're listening to a pop song mm-hmm. on the radio, but there's a lot of badass women behind a lot of cool pop music right now. So
who are some of your favorites?
I love Julia Michaels. She's mm-hmm. a big one for me. Bonnie McKee is somebody I had met like recently just because.
She's so sweet.
Oh my gosh, she's the best. I love her so much. Diane Warren.
Yeah, I love Diane. She's so much fun to hang out with.
We were with her yesterday with her
cat.
She's
such a G.
And she is awesome. She gives zero fucks, mm-hmm. no filter, and very talented.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's just plenty at this point. Like, I love Hayley Williams.
Mm-hmm.
On the just more on the lead singer front too. But yeah,
yes. And I heard you just got engaged.
I did.
Congratulations! Welcome to the club.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Club. Wow, that feels weird. Yeah, I know. I feel weird saying fiance. I've been like, this is my fiance.
Wait till you have a husband.
Oh my gosh.
Me too. When I first started saying, I'm like, my boyfriend. I'm like, no, my fiance.
It's such a weird word.
It feels
weird to say. I don't know
fiance.
Why.
It's like such a weird.
It almost feels like, I don't know, like acknowledge my engagement word. I don't know. And it shouldn't. It should just is a normal title. It's just like boyfriend, but I felt weird saying it in your garage. I was like, this is my fiance.
Yes.
I guess. But yeah, husband's going to be weird for sure. We got to wrap that up. Knowing us, like we'll be like, yeah, the wedding will be soon. And then it'll be like 5 years later and we forgot to do the wedding. So.
Oh, that would be me if Carter wasn't so like organized. Thank God, because I'm like so disorganized when it comes to that.
Me too. Major ADD. And
me too.
I've never like finished one thing in one moment. Carter came down and said hi to us earlier.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
He loves you. He's like, I want her to do a song for us.
I told him I'm down. Like he loves has to it. Hit me up after that because I just need some like, I need like facts, fun facts, and mm-hmm. I can kind of just rhyme them.
Okay.
And then I told him like, you guys should actually come in and just sing it. In
all
the
right.
studio.
I love it. Let's
so
do
I could
it.
Like be a producer on it.
Oh yes.
I feel like you guys have a million like wild stories that we can get into literally 2 minutes. So
okay. I'll start thinking of some. That would be cute.
Yeah, he's so hyped too. He loves you.
He's so sweet. I know. He's like I love him. He's just like so kind, so helpful, so supportive. Like he's just like the opposite of like everyone else I've ever dated in this town.
Same. I feel that. I'm like, I think like a big key thing was like being with somebody who's not in your field.
Mm-hmm.
Like it doesn't do exactly what you do.
Yeah.
Cause it, for some reason it, you have some space there. I don't know if that makes sense, but.
I love that we're in opposite fields. I definitely wouldn't want to be with someone who's in this industry.
I was on the Paris Hilton rabbit hole yesterday cause I was trying to write some TikTok ideas out and I am like, I called my mom and my dad and when I was FaceTime, I was like, you guys like, don't even really understand. Like you do so much.
Yeah.
Like so much. I'm like, how do you even have, do you sleep? I like doubt it. There's no hours. You like run like over 40 companies, 40 stores, 20 product lines. Like you have your own space, right? I don't know if I'm going to botch this, but your own NFT space. That's like for digital licensing and music and TV. And it's your platform.
Yeah. I do it all.
That's beyond.
I'm lucky that I have my media company, 1111, and I have just like the most brilliant team.
Yeah.
Because I could not do this by myself. I would need like 20 clones or something.
We should get the dog clone person to like get you.
Yes.
The
we
Paris
need to make
clones.
Paris.
Oh my God. We're not far off. I'm telling you now.
Oh,
today it's NFTs and tomorrow it's clones.
Probably.
Yeah. I'll take a Paris clone.
Yes. That's my new product line. My 21st product line.
People are going to have to start walking around with a blue check mark, like next to them. Yes. So like, no, who's, will the real Paris Hilton please stand up?
Oh my God.
That feels like Hollywood.
It literally feels like something that would happen.
Yeah.
It's happening.
It's happening right now.
This is Paris.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL.
So for the proposal, did you know about it or was it a surprise?
Not only did I not know, but it was on the night of Dick Clark of the Rockin' New Year's Eve show. And I was so stressed out with the show that I was, it's like, could not even ever cross my mind. I was like so stressed about like press and all the things that come with, I mean, like TV only really sees like a few minutes, but it's a whole day. And there's, also like we've been on tour since August and out on the road. I just didn't even think there could ever be the time to figure that out. So the first thing that I crossed my mind, like when I walked in, cause it was, he got like a hotel room and where we were staying and set it all up with like 200 candles and roses. Aww. And the first thing that crossed my mind was like, oh my God, like, did he not talk to my dad? Because my dad is a retired firefighter and he's super weird about candles. Like,
oh, I thought you meant, did you ask your dad permission?
That's what was like my first thought.
Because there was for the candles.
Or yeah, well, like I just thought like if my dad knew about this, he'd never approve of it because there's so many 200 candles. Like my dad gets stressed when it's Hanukkah. Like the second Hanukkah rolls around, he's like, everyone be careful with your candles, like, and your fire. Cause it's, remember that things are flammable, stop, drop and roll. And I walk in and there's 200 candles and my boyfriend on a knee. I'm like, oh my God, does my dad know? He did. He actually walked in and blew out all the candles right away.
So. Fire extinguisher.
But he was, he just said, I'm going just around. Nerd, fire nerd.
That's cute.
Yeah.
How did you meet your fiance?
On set, I was part of a, well, we had like a little like party scenario where like we had crossed paths and it was, we liked each other that night. But then like the first time we had really, really met was like, I was in a YouTube video and he was directing because he does like content and he's really a videographer, photographer. And that's what he really does, which means I get like a free photographer.
That's hot.
Yeah, it's hot.
Loves it. I've trained my husband to be that too. So when we go on trips, he like takes the sick videos of me, TikToks, pictures.
God. You're like, babe, no, that angle. No, like the other one, the light on me.
Yes.
Not the light behind me.
It's fun. I love like being able to like create together.
I know. I know. We want to write. One day our goal is to like write a show based on all the crazy things we've seen in the last few years out here trying to make it in music. We've seen some crazy things.
What's the craziest thing?
Oh, I would say one, that story I told you earlier was one of the crazier ones, but just like, I think this last tour was pretty crazy. Like even down to like being in the airport, looking like a bum and going into like the TSA thing, and BB Rexha is just there with her like puppy being like, "Hey Jax." I'm like, "Yes. BB Rexha, hi." And she's like, "Hey, like, how are you?" I'm like, "How are you? I don't know. You're BB Rexha. This is crazy. Don't." And I was like, "Be cool, be cool." I wasn't, but.
Oh, cute. I love BB. Yeah. She's so sweet.
She's another one.
She's like, so cool and just so kind. And
she's really dope. Real and like wildly talented, like a crazy talented songwriter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Voice. Amazing.
I know. I love her. Mm-hmm. We love you, BB.
We love you, BB. We went to this like place together where you like smash, I don't know what it's called, like Smash House or something. And you go and like take the sledgehammer and like break the TVs and like break all the stuff for her like new song that she had out before, the Sabotage song.
Oh my God.
It was cute.
Send me the info. Yeah. I've seen that on
TV. It's fun. You just like go and just destroy things.
What is this called? Rage
something. Room.
Rage Room. Yeah, Rage Room.
Yes.
And then there's what? The axe throwing?
Yes, the axe throwing. You can just like, you're like, "Oh, I want to buy that TV. I want to bring this axe." It's so weird.
Wait, do you have to pay for the things you break in the rage room? No.
You buy the things and then you bring them into the room.
What?
Yeah.
They don't just
That's
have
how
it?
They make dough. They're not going to want, if someone, imagine someone went in there, they just destroy everything.
Well, I just figured they go to like a junkyard and they're like, "We'll take it all."
Well, it's like old. So I think they just go and like buy junk from places and then they sell it for more to break.
Genius. Oh, yeah. Genius model.
Yeah.
They sell it more and then they break it.
Mm-hmm. And then they probably like put it back together.
Yeah, right? They're like, "This wasn't that bad. Like, we're just going to
just put some more glass on it again."
This is a genius model.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you're ever in a raging mood, just go check it out.
At least twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Morning and evening.
I'm going to make a rage room in my house.
Wait. That's actually genius. It's really smart. If you told me you had a rage room, it'd be the first room I go to.
Yes.
You're telling me I get to break a TV in Paris Hilton's house?
That would be sick. The sliv room.
Yeah.
Okay, so not only did you get surprised with the ring, you also surprised you with a puppy. How is life as a dog mom so far?
I'm honestly, the puppy is like still in Arizona and we have to go retrieve the puppy. So we only got to, because like they have to make sure that the puppy is like, we don't like rip the puppy away from the mom.
Yeah.
And all the nutrients and like the mental health of
like
the dog.
Yeah. Mom.
So that's tomorrow actually. But we did get to spend some time with her and she's so cute.
Aw, what's her name?
I think we're going to name her Gilly.
Gilly.
Like, do you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
I know. Sorry. It kind of it's like,
I want to watch it, but I've never seen it. Everyone's like, "It's the best show on TV." And I was like,
yeah,
I just, there's so many episodes. I don't know.
I would say it's arguably, it was almost the best show on TV.
Okay.
Until you really kind of approach the ending. Now everybody's super angry about it.
So when you were growing up, did you have a childhood idol?
So many. Like for different reasons. Like I really loved Joan Jett,
mm-hmm.
Pat Benatar, Janis Joplin, all those like female rockers, and Billy Joel as a songwriter. I'm from New York, so mm-hmm. like we all love Billy Joel over there. So I even have like Billy Joel tattoos. I have like a "So It Goes" tattoo. Loves the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think of like my number one. Gosh, I think for like most of my childhood, my number one like female icon was Judy Garland.
Yeah. She's such an icon.
I know. She was like, she broke a lot of barriers. She was very, she's a trailblazer for a lot of singers and actresses. So
Dark Wizard of Oz is like,
I know.
So iconic.
I know. There's Meet Me in St. Louis.
I haven't seen that one.
Meet Me in St. Louis, Louis.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I remember that. All right.
Yeah. It's kind of a deep cut.
Yes.
What about you?
I always loved Marilyn Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought she was just so special. And I feel like I could relate to her in a lot of ways where she kind of like played into that like blonde persona, but she was actually not brilliant. A dumb blonde. She's very good at pretending to be one like
not me. Not at all. Oh my gosh. A legend. Yeah. Did you see the new movie?
No, I haven't. I saw all the documentaries and all that, but I didn't see that yet.
It's good. Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, I feel like I just love all things Marilyn.
Me
too. She is an icon. Like, God, and also what I love about Marilyn is like, she's not a dumb blonde, not even close, right? But she's also like, was like the first to be so openly vulnerable in like a workspace that I really just feel like at that time, the men and just corporate folks around her could not handle it. And they were like, yeah, she's unstable. She was just feeling like total normal emotions that anyone would feel with that level of pressure and fame and all things. But yeah.
Ahead of her time.
Yeah. The vulnerability, it is power.
Really is.
<Just kidding. laughs> And that was, I start crying right now. I cry a lot. It's fine.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
This is Paris.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit, April 25th to 27th, with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Microsoft Surface, powering a better game.
In 2016, you were diagnosed with thyroid cancer.
That's true.
So that must have been so scary.
Yeah, it was, I think, scarier the first, it was twice. So like first time around definitely took us, my whole family, for like a pretty big shock.
So but you were like a teenager.
Yeah. 18 or 19.
You never would think that. It's like...
No. And also even the doctors didn't, because we were like, at the time I was broke, trying to write songs, hustling, and had like a sold out show the day in New York at a club the day we had found out about it. And I remember it not even being on the priority list that night. Like the doctor calling me like, yeah, so like you have cancer, like you have a lot of it.
Oh my God.
And we were like, okay, but like the show. So back, and honestly, eventually it hit, and it was emotional for my family for sure. We like to crack a lot of jokes. I have a very like Brooklyn loud, obnoxious family in the best way. And we like to deal with, I think, pain and trauma with humor a lot of the times. So like, even when I was wheeled out of the first surgery, and I had like a neck brace on and all the surgery drugs. And my brother was like, man, Jax, I tried to warn you that the music business was cutthroat. He made like a throat cutting joke on my thyroid surgery.
Oh my God.
But yeah, it was definitely scary, but it was a big wake up call. Second time around, less scary because I kind of did the first time. And I was like, it's fine. It came back in my lymph nodes about a year later.
Oh my God.
And I went in and I was like, yeah, I feel this like lump. And the doctor was like, yeah, I think it's just like swollen lymph nodes, like a cold. And I was like, yeah, sounds about right. Cause I've been getting colds every 2 weeks, not thinking that that was anything to do with the fact that I had a botched immune system. Cause an inactive thyroid covered in cancer, giving me colds every 2 weeks and not addressing it. But I just accepted that. And my mom was like, yeah, can we just like double check and like get an ultrasound just to be sure that it's just swollen lymph nodes? And of course they did the ultrasound, 12 positive growths, like 18 growths surrounding it. Like, and then, yeah, when it comes back in your lymph nodes, that's obviously scary because you know, it's not as localized as it just being on the thyroid. They removed the organ. The hardest part about the process was regulating my life after it, my hormones. But other than that, the bright side of it was that because I was kind of relearning to sing on and off for a year, I learned how to write for other people and write songs. So I spent a lot of time not singing and just writing, and that brought me out to LA to be a writer. So
you try to see like the silver lining in it, and
it definitely,
everything happens for a reason.
It definitely taught me to care more about my body, because it like reminded me it was the only one I was going to get.
Yeah.
You kind of feel like when you're younger that you're totally indestructible in everything you do. And then you get one wake up call. You're like, wait a second. This is it. This mm-hmm. is the one body I get. So we should probably treat it right. Cared a little more about that. Not like 100%, but way more than I cared before. And then, yeah, the writing thing was a big thing, because I definitely wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now if I didn't go through that and
have that time to.
It forced me to learn how to be a better writer. Mm-hmm. And instead of writing for me, it put me like in a place where I could write from other people's brains and other people's perspectives, which ironically was the thing that started my TikTok journey, mm-hmm. was writing from other people's perspectives. So crazy times, but all good. I am a little bit of a hypochondriac now, but mm. I'm like, oh God.
Survivor, warrior.
Well, mm-hmm. So honestly, people, I get that often. And the truth of the matter is I really good doctors and a really good support system.
So you've become a huge TikTok star, and I think it's because you're so relatable.
Oh man.
Why do you think your TikToks have been such a hit?
Honestly, I'm having so much fun with TikTok that like, I try not to overanalyze it. The second I start to think like, why is it that people are here? I start to overthink it and like change all the things and stare at my cellulite in the mirror for too long or whatever it is. But I think like at least the difference between what I'm doing right now on TikTok versus what I've done my entire life to try to get people to hear my songs is that I started during the quarantine in my sweatpants and in my t-shirts and in the clothes that I actually felt really comfortable in, mm-hmm. and the hair I felt comfortable in and the makeup I felt comfortable in, if not any. And the lyrics I felt comfortable writing that for a lifetime in the music business, I was told were like way too like thought out or nerdy or like punny or cheesy. I naturally write lyrics that are very tongue in cheek and a whole lot of puns and really geeky lyrics. And I'm okay with that now. And I used to be so insecure, like submitting a song to a company being like, here it is. And then knowing the notes were going to come back being like, you need to dumb this down. Mm-hmm. And now at least with TikTok, I feel really empowered to put lyrics on the screen as I sing them.
So cool.
It's really cool to have so much fun with words. I think that might be it. I think like I say a lot of the time that, you know, talking to millennial friends, they're like, yeah, Gen Z, they're always on their phones or like whatever they have to say about Gen Z. But the truth of the matter with Gen Z is that they were born with technology. They're so used to it, mm-hmm. that they can see through you like when you're not being authentic, unlike any other generation so far. So if you're not being like 100% you, they'll swipe right through you. So I think like the transparency, especially in apps like TikTok, are the reason people do well on there. So I moved into a house. I was able to buy my first home, and I still bring the TikTok backdrop from our first apartment, yes. of our Hobby Lobby crap and like our board games, and I throw it in the back because it's good luck and a reminder to be my broke ass self. So no matter what, yeah.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. You're doing it too. I see you. You're on my feet all the time.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, my first comment on the, I'm like right when you join TikTok and you're right in my feed because the algorithm knows it's what I want.
Loves it.
I was like, I'm so happy to be on Paris Talk. And now like everyone's like, Paris Talk, Paris Talk. I'm like, yeah.
Yes.
Let's go. Yeah.
Well, I love watching your videos. I know it brings so much happiness to people. And
oh, thank
you're
you.
Just a light.
Thank you. I'm having a lot of fun with them, I will say. I feel like it's evolved a little bit since the beginning, mm-hmm. where it was just really only jokes. And now like I get to release music and the first place I put it is on TikTok. And
that's so cool.
It's cool. It's ruthless. Like in the best way. You know, like as writers, it's our nature to like send things to like A&Rs and music industry folks to like tell us what their notes are and their critiques. And I get it all day long on TikTok, and I actually like love it, because I'm like, these are the people that are consuming my work anyway and buying my music, so might as well take their criticism and use it. So
it's probably fun too to see your creations and your music, and then people, what they do with it.
Yeah,
their creative videos and stuff. It's so awesome.
It's the cool, like that's the coolest part about TikTok. Mm-hmm. Is like, it like Victoria's Secret. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize like how much of a like a therapy session it was going to be for me on the app. Yeah. Because I just feel like when it comes to mental illness and when it comes to like body dysmorphia and the way you see yourself in the mirror, you're not really thinking about a million other people going through the same thing as you. You're really just kind of focusing on all your flaws and dialing in. Mm-hmm. And the second I put out Victoria's Secret, people just started sharing all of their stories, which were so similar to mine, mm-hmm. but in different ways, right? Things I'd never experienced, but can understand like the pain of. And since I put that out, I have been like in such a better mental health place. That's, and really felt like
powerful
community. There's community on the app. So
that's really awesome. I think it's when you can spread a message like that, because I can't even imagine for teenage girls today, just the pressures of society and like all this editing and all this stuff. It's just like
so easy.
It's a lot.
Yeah. No, it's like, in one breath you could be like, yeah, like our generation, early 2000s, had it really hard. But then another breath, you're like, oh my gosh, these kids, like it's so easy to just face tune whatever you want in any way you want it to look in 5 minutes in the palm of your hand, and then compare yourself to filters. So like, don't do that, kids. Don't compare yourself to the filters. They are not real. It's all a lie.
Thank you, Jax, for coming on the show. That was so much fun. And everyone make sure to stay tuned, because we're going to have our Sliving Questions with Jax coming out very soon. Loves it.
Thanks for listening to This is Paris. We love hearing from you. So leave us a review. Send an email to paris@iheartradio.com. Leave a voicemail at 833-87-PARIS. And follow us at This is Paris Podcast. Bye, babes.
Follow Paris at Paris Hilton. And follow Hunter March, host of E's Nightly Pop, at Hunter March.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.